Welcome to the Kings Road podcast. I am your host, Justin, and I am here with my co-host, CD Cent. CD Cent. Charles. But this is episode 4, and we're talking Rampage in the news, so let's just get into it. So, the big news is that WWE and AEW are going head-to-head this Friday.
I mean, there's so much to this. Like, everybody that's been trying to deny that there's a war going on and all that stuff Triple H was saying about a marathon, not a sprint. And even though every move WWE has made in the last 3 years will indicate they're going for sprints and not marathons. Okay, for one, there was no need for them to put 30 minutes on FS1. We know why that is. That is not a coincidence.
They want to crush AEW.
And honestly, I think they will crush Rampage. I've been saying it for weeks now. That time slot is deaf, and I'm telling you, and I'm even more confident about it now. If they were at 8 or 9, they would do so much better. For one, they don't have a big crossover audience with SmackDown to begin with. So I think they lose more from baseball than they lose from WWE SmackDown. So I honestly believe if they went at 8 or 9, they would do dramatically better. Dramatically better. Now that I know that it's only really like a 13-16% crossover, they're losing more than that on baseball. 30%. You know, baseball is killing actually everybody right now outside of the NFL. Like, they're doing a lot better this year. But my thing is, I think Rampage has been a failure. They try so hard. They put Danielson's matches there. They put CM Punk's matches there. I honestly feel like this, if anything, just... maybe in my mind, but I feel like it hurts CM Punk having to be associated so closely with Rampage already.
But you know? let's be fair. When they did CM Punk, the debut.
Yeah, that was great. But you know what I said? You remember what I said? If they did $1 million for that, they would have done over $2 million for Dynamite. And with the benefit of hindsight, they should have done it on Dynamite. Because I think they would have gained so much more from putting it on Dynamite than having it on Rampage. I get the strategy. They want to put their biggest names on their weakest shows to elevate the shows. But it is not working because the time slot doesn't work. No one wants to watch anything after 10 on a Friday night. Like, it's a big task.
Do you think if they switched to Thursday at 10, it would work?
No. Why would it be at 10? It's a terrible time. 9 or 8. It has to be 9 or 8. It cannot be at 10. That's the kill date. You know, like, unless you're on pay-per-view, if you're not doing a pay-per-view on a Saturday night, you cannot do 10. It just doesn't work.
Know what they should do? They should put it on Monday at 9.
This is a good thing. What has been an institution in wrestling? Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, so do 9.
The weakest hour that they run in wrestling. 9.
I would do 9.
It's 10 to 11, though. But for Raw, their weakest hour is 10 to 11. People have already been infused with cutting off wrestling at 10.
So do 9.
I agree. I've been saying it. Put it. I'd rather it go head-to-head with SmackDown than go at 10. It hurts.
I would go with Raw. Raw they can be.
They're not going to do that because of football.
Oh, yeah.
That's never going to happen. It has to be SmackDown. That's never going to happen. He's too gung-ho on the whole not competing with the NFL.
Do you think they could put it on Saturday?
I like the idea of doing it on Saturday, but I am concerned because of their demographic, it would clash with UFC, which is always on Saturday. And if they're already changing the full gear pay-per-view because of the UFC pay-per-view, you're just gonna spend the entire time changing your lineup
Yeah,
to play
good point.
K2.
They
Yeah.
put the show on Saturday now. Yeah. Damn. I don't know what they do. Yeah.
But what's more interesting is, you know, they're gonna put Brock Lesnar, Becky, they're gonna throw everything in that 30 minutes, right?
Let's be honest.
Commercial free,
Commercial free.
commercial free. But no, it's not because of AEW. You know, they were given this opportunity by Fox, and it was completely Fox idea.
Yeah, but Fox thought. But let's be honest, the commercial-free thing came after Tony said, "Oh, we can't wait to beat you."
None of this is Fox. This is just what they're gonna say. This is a Vince move. This has always been a Vince move. This is what he always has done. I was surprised they didn't try to go for 3 hours earlier. I think they're smelling blood because they know they can beat AEW at 10.
But you know, we brought up a good point. Somebody was saying, say they do another hour of SmackDown. If they just treat that hour like, main event, nobody's gonna care.
Not only that, you have a good chance of actually making people jump ship, 'cause now they're already watching wrestling. And it's like, okay, what else is here? Oh, AEW. But honestly, and you know, we're both AEW supporters.
Yes,
Rampage is a
it's an
failure.
AEW show. We
Yeah,
like it.
Rampage is a failure. It feels like WCW Thunder. It feels like a secondary show. I know they're not trying to make it a secondary show, but it feels like a secondary show. It's not live. They keep doing this cockamamie thing
But
with putting the main event first. That obviously has not worked.
this week it is live. This week they're live.
Are
I'm
they?
gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Oh, they're live? I didn't know
I'm
that.
there for Friday and Saturday. They're
I didn't
live.
know it was live. Okay, well, here's my other thing then, because Tony Khan just announced that they're gonna do Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki an hour before. Like, here's
And
my
guess
thing.
what? Guess what? I'm gonna be there to see
That's
that.
gonna be awesome. That's gonna
Front
be
row.
awesome.
Front row. Pretty close. Not
But
front row
here's
where
my
you would.
thing. Why is this not on TV? How is
Because
this possible?
they've already announced the
Yeah, but why can't they make a deal with TNT or TBS to put it on TV? This is where WWE comes with guns and AEW comes with knives. YouTube is not gonna cut it. The match, I get where they're going with it, but it's not aggressive enough. This is
Yeah.
where Vince always is superior. He always treats it like a war. He takes it serious. He's putting it on TV. Maybe it's not Fox, but at least it's FS1. But
Since it's
YouTube?
live, wait. Since it's live, don't you think they should bring in Bray Wyatt?
On YouTube?
No, not on YouTube, on Rampage. That's live.
I if I were them, I wouldn't do more big moments in Rampage because what's the point? It's
They
throwaway.
have to do something. They
Because
got to
here's the
compete.
problem. Now you're making it seem like all your big events you're gonna do in Rampage, but nothing is gonna matter unless it's on Dynamite, and it doesn't work.
But guess what? The next day, the next show, that's live too, is Dynamite. So here's what you do. You bring in Bray Wyatt, and then you get the reason why Bray Wyatt's there the next night. They're both live. They've got 3 hours. And so, you know, you've got Rampage Live, and you've got Dynamite.
It doesn't matter if he comes and there's only 400 people watching, 400,000 people watching.
I know, but if they can get that, here's what I would do. I would have Danielson, you know, the Danielson, Minoru Suzuki, do something to warn that he's coming in.
Okay, I will say this. Is Bray Wyatt coming bigger than CM Punk's return in First Dance?
I don't think it'll be bigger, but I think they can give them.
Not even close. Not even close. It's not even in the same realm. And then I'll say this. Is the First Dance bigger than Minoru Suzuki and Bryan Danielson? And that did nothing for Rampage. That's a fact. It did nothing for Rampage. If that monumental moment did nothing for Rampage, there is nothing AEW is going to do that's going to make people consistently watch Rampage as long as it's structured as a 1 hour, 10 p.m., non-live show.
Oh, I
now
agree.
That they make it live every now and then, it has to be consistently live. And I'm honestly not sure that 1 hour is going to be enough in 10.
But here's the thing. This is a very important week.
Very important. And you can say this is the first legitimate week where we can say it's AEW versus WWE. Yes. You can't say that for NXT. This is legitimately AEW versus WWE.
So for that, I say you bring in what you got. I mean, you may not win, but you got to show up to fight.
Yeah, I would say I would have been much more impressed if Tony Khan said, we're going to go with the buy-in on TNT or TBS.
I don't think they can get that because they've got other programming on there. It's not
They've got that 2 hour Rampage that week. So it's not like they can't do it. They've done it.
That's a good point. I don't know. Maybe they can get it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, the more, the bigger. All right. We're already on Tuesday. We've got three more days. Let's see what like these guys are going to be firing shots at each other all day.
Yeah. But this is not AEW 2 years ago, you know? There's not many shows that are, in fact, I think only NBA on TNT and the baseball games draw more than AEW right now.
Absolutely.
So it's not, the only thing they won't move for is NBA or baseball.
So well, if they're going to do that, you know what they should do? Do the whole fucking show commercial free.
Yeah.
Compete with them.
Yeah, I agree.
The same thing.
I would go hard, and I would try to get any TV time, because I think it's a disservice having Minoru Suzuki versus Bryan Danielson on YouTube.
Also, they need to do an angle with CM Punk that leads to some kind of a match that people Malachi Black,
a real wrestler, not Daniel Garcia.
I would bring in Malachi Black and against, you know, Punk. And then I would do the next. And then I would do some kind of match. And then I'd have Dave Bray Wyatt show up as well.
Or Cody. I don't know.
Cody. I would have Cody and Bray Wyatt face off. That would be a good feud. And have Bray.
But yeah, I would put CM Punk in a real feud with a real wrestler. Because, Hangman Page.
Remember,
I don't know.
The most important thing is 10 o'clock to 10:30. That's the big war. Nobody gives a shit about 10:30 to 11. It's 10 to 10:30. This is the war. That's what needs to be commercial free. That's what needs to be.
Know what hits me home when I see Bryan Danielson versus Minoru Suzuki? It reminds me of that tag team challenge WWE used to do on YouTube or Facebook, and they would advertise the hell out of it. I mean, every 2 seconds they were advertising.
But let's be honest, that tag team shit, nobody gave a shit about that.
But they advertised it constantly on network television all the time.
But
and the most they got,
but it was garbage.
And the, But I mean, so is everything that WWE does is garbage. Yet they consistently pull over 2 million viewers on Fox, despite the fact that it sucks.
But even in WWE realm, it's garbage. Not like they're putting Brock Lesnar on there.
No. But everything else that they do is garbage too. So we can't really go on, this is garbage. The rest is garbage too.
But they didn't have top guys on there. It would have been garbage too, but it wasn't.
They have Braun Strowman, Alexa Bliss.
He was stupid. And he really wasn't. He wasn't a top guy.
Everything they do is stupid.
He wasn't like, Roman yet. It wasn't
headline. Roman. Headline. Water. Wet. WWE. Stupid.
It was good, but it was stupid.
WWE booking, bad.
I don't know. Unfortunately, to some people, that is actually news to them.
But to me, I feel that it's a disservice to have a match of that size on YouTube, because we had this tag team thing that they had in WWE, and they averaged, the highest was like 14,000 people or something.
But also remember,
which is ridiculous.
But remember, WWE skews older. AEW has a younger audience. They know how to use YouTube.
Not WWE on SmackDown. They have a better demographic on SmackDown as well.
Yeah, but we've also seen that they're lower income as well.
Oh, yes, and less educated.
And less educated.
And have less money.
But they don't know how to use a computer or have money to buy computer.
Merch or tickets, which is why SmackDown was empty. I'm just saying. If I were them, I would try to make a move to make that match on TV. That match should be on TV. That's a gem. Why would you put that on YouTube?
I think because they're trying to generate interest before.
TV generates more interest. How many people you think are going to watch that match on YouTube?
I think they're going to get a lot of people.
You think you get 100,000 people that watch that match on YouTube?
100,000, yes. I would say over that.
I think under. Not because I don't think the match warrants it, and I'm definitely going to watch it. I just don't feel that a lot of people watch that kind of stuff live. You know, like, nobody watched the entrance that they did on social media. Nobody watched that.
Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about seeing stupid entrances. This is an actual match.
Yeah, but I don't know if people care about doing that.
How many people does Elevation do in dark?
A couple hundred thousand, I think, maybe.
There you go. They're already getting 100,000 with that. They're going to double that with Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson. God damn. BD.
Dark.
Yeah.
200,000, 300,000. Okay, yeah.
Dude, all right. They can do
100,000. Okay, yeah.
Pretty good. I would say they could get 500 then. If they're already doing 200, 300, then let's double that.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, then.
You're not wrong. I mean,
the
numbers are better than I expected.
And they have got a match that people want to see. And that match is, one, they're not going to have time. They're not going to really be bothered by time limits this time. So they can have a long match. And they can do the entrances.
Yes, for fucking once, they could do the damn entrance properly. They gotta have CM Punk do commentary for that match.
Yeah, I would. I mean, they could. I mean, he may want to, you know, be getting ready, because I think even CM Punk knows, he's like, this match has to perform. This can't be Hobbs. And they need to have like a force.
I mean, the Daniel Garcia match was good.
It was good, but I don't
Isn't
remember.
Isn't it bizarre that he keeps playing the position of the bigger guy? Like, he keeps doing all these power spots. It's surreal.
Yeah.
You know, well, like, just watching him do a body slam and doing the test of strength, it's surreal.
But I want to see him. I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about these matches. I want to see him.
Nobody does. I would love to see him go against Leo Rush. That would be a fun match. That's the thing. Like, if you got to go with lower card guys, I think they got to be special. And Matt Sydal hasn't been special in like 6 years.
Evan Bourne?
Yeah, he hasn't been special since he took an RKO.
Yeah.
Like,
I got to say this. I mean, they got to come out. They got to come out guns blazing. They need to do an angle with Punk. And they need to do, I would bring in Bray Wyatt. And I would try and do that commercial free. Or at close to commercial free.
Did you hear Tony Khan say he hasn't even spoken to Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, I don't believe that. Do you
don't believe,
believe
that? You think he's lying?
Do you believe that?
I want to believe it. I want to believe he's not a carny and lying. You know, I would like to believe one promoter doesn't lie. It would be nice. It would be refreshing.
Look, all right, let's look at the wording of how he, of what he has said already. Let's look at the wording of what he has said, how he said it. This is very interesting how he said it. He says, this is what he says. He's a great wrestler, and I got to be honest, we haven't really talked at all. We haven't really talked at all.
Oh, yeah, he said that about CM Punk.
We haven't really talked at all. He's plausible deniability. And then I've known him in personal life, and I've gotten to spend a little bit of time with him, but as far as that, we haven't talked.
Hey.
I saw lots of rumors. But that's not something anybody's really talked about. But I think, you know, you never. Bullshit. He's
okay.
Talking.
You got
and
it.
If he's
you got
smart,
it.
He brings him in. Because guess
it.
What?
By the way, did you see the thing with Will Ospreay talking about challenging like CM Punk and all this and Kenny Omega? No. And then Don Callis said. He says something like, how about you work on your promos, kid, or something like that, something around those lines.
That's funny. He needs to come in. I want to see him and Danielson.
This is what he said. So Will Ospreay said he would embarrass Kenny Omega, right? And then Don Callis says, how? By you trying to cut a promo? But I feel, honestly, who do you think is going to win on Friday? AEW or WWE?
I think it's going to be close. I think it should be close.
I think it will be WWE, and I think a month ago, it would have been AEW.
I think WWE is going to win, but it's not going to be handsomely.
3 weeks ago, who would you have said?
I don't know. I would still say WWE has the advantage.
I would have said AEW because they were doing good, and they were riding high on momentum. And the momentum is faltering a little bit. They're having problems selling tickets for your show. You can definitely see that the momentum is falling. I'm not saying that it's crap or anything close to that.
They've kind of killed Florida. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Florida's dead. It's become Universal Studios with TNA.
Well,
they can't they run there anymore.
It just seems like that they're losing a little bit of momentum. Rampage.
Also, they needed to promote more of these Hispanic guys in this market, because when I was at that movie theater, they lost it for the Lister Brothers. They needed to be promoted more for that show, for this.
And Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara, but Danielson's another one they loved. They loved Danielson. And they love Punk. So they're doing good. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
As somebody who likes to think of himself as having a hand on the pulse, I think they lost something in the last couple weeks that they had a month ago. They felt a different kind of hot than it does right now. I don't know what it happened. I don't know. I can't really tell you exactly.
I think what has happened is, one, we had Danielson and like Omega. Now it looks like it could be Danielson and Egg. It could be Hangman Page versus Omega. No one cares.
I think they're simmering too much. You know, also, like you have
also Punk and being a feud with somebody good. I don't want to see him face guys that no one thinks he has a chance. He needs to face a guy like Adam Cole.
They're simmering too much. They have guys like Punk and Danielson fighting jobbers. You know, like, it's not clicking with me, you know?
I know, it's not clicking with anybody. Look, they almost turned on Punk last Wednesday, because people are like, look, this is great, this song and dance thing, but
it's because of what he said. It's because of what he said.
But let's be honest, I don't think they would have done that a month ago.
Yeah, but I think he kind of was fishing.
He's got to do something big.
But Justin, did it not feel like he was fishing when he said that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that.
To see how far his fandom got, like what he can get away with. There's no way he didn't know that would get him booed or potentially booed. He must have known.
No,
he's not an idiot.
He got flustered a little bit. He made it was an accidental mistake when he said,
"Punk don't make mistakes in pro."
He did not mean to say cheesecake. That was a mistake.
He said cheesecake or cheesesteak.
He said, "Is it cheesecake or cheesesteak?" He accidentally said cheesecake, and then he tried to correct it. There's no way he fucking meant to say cheesecake. Why would he say
I felt like he was fishing to see if he could get away with that.
Not on that line. That was the line that pissed the people off. It was the cheesecake thing. It's like, this is Philly. We do not give a shit about cheesecake. And look, this is the crowd that booed Santa Claus in the NFL. That you're gonna say cheesecake? He might as well have came out with a bottle. He might as well have came out with a bottle of wine and said and toasted the crowd.
Oh my God.
or a glass of milk.
I don't know, man. I wasn't feeling him giving his shoes to the kids. Felt like that was a little pandering.
Yeah. Oh, well, the shoes to the kid thing was like, yeah, what the hell was that? It's nice. But nobody.
I don't know if that was like an audible to try to get the crowd back or something. I don't know.
He gives them to the kid that looks like Orange Cassidy. That's going to get the crown back. But yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Rampage. What do you think of Rampage overall?
I thought the Punk match was good. But it's against an opponent. I don't care.
It's an okay match. It's not a great match.
It's starting to feel WWE-ish. And
it's
by
starting to
W,
feel like it's starting to feel like a Harlem Globetrotters crap.
yeah, like here's the thing, how I differentiate between AEW, WWE, and New Japan is how I pay attention to the matches. How do I stay engaged while I have it on? WWE is white noise. I don't even look at the screen half the time. I'm basically just listening to the commentators in case a glass breaks and Stone Cold comes out, or Brock Lesnar, aka the real stars. That's just what it is.
Big E doesn't do it for you.
I don't even know his song. Whatever.
I don't know either.
I did that stupid Netflix thing, the New Day with the Undertaker,
You
Escape the Undertaker.
wait. You watch that shit?
I did it with Steph. So I did it with my girlfriend for like a Halloween thing or whatever.
How was that?
It felt like watching Goosebumps circa 1994.
You mean it wasn't really scary, and the Undertaker didn't kill anybody?
It wasn't really scary.
No, you know what it reminded me of? It looked like Luigi's Mansion from GameCube.
Luigi's Mansion is scarier than Escape the Undertaker.
What is it? Anyways, I don't even know. What is it?
So it's
Explain.
like a small show, I would say within, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. And you can pick within two to three options on your remote on what the next move is going to be. And then they show you another clip. It's very like some old PC games from like the late 80s, early 90s, where it was just video clips and then you just click on what the move is.
Yeah,
And then they sh
you mean you can't just click and say, I want all of them to just leave.
no. There's like
Taker murders the New Day.
are you gonna attack the Undertaker with Big E? And then you run into a big boot.
Was Kane in it?
No, but there was a little call when they go into a morgue in his house and they're like, are you telling me there's a morgue here?
It sounds cool.
And then Kofi is like, well, it is the Undertaker. True, true. And then they show Isaac Yankem as a name tag on a dead body, Isaac Yankem. But they didn't reveal the face or nothing.
This is so stupid
Of
sounding.
course.
This is
Of
like the worst
course.
thing ever.
But I did feel like if Netflix did that with like a real horror film or something, it
Like
could be really
Brock
cool.
Lesnar.
Like it could be really cool if it was like a real thing.
Lesnar would be like, fuck you. I'm not doing any of these choices.
I don't give a damn about your kids. Gonna
Fuck
suplex
your
them.
kids. Just kills them and leaves.
And then last.
All right, think about it. When they did Kane's scary movie, See No Evil, at least he killed people.
Well, it was an actual scary movie. This was
Well,
for
why would you
kids.
even? Why would you do anything for kids with Taker? That's so stupid.
Because kids like The Undertaker. Kids aren't scared of The Undertaker.
That's the
This ain't
point.
1991.
You mean
Nobody
they
cares
didn't
about
just.
The Undertaker as a scary figure.
You mean you can't have like Taker, one of the choices isn't murder the New Day?
No, there's no, the word murder is banned from the game.
So how long is it?
It's like 30 minutes.
Oh, can you imagine paying money for that?
Hell no. Hell no.
What did
I
your girl?
would never spend money on that.
What did your girlfriend think?
She thought it was nice,
You know what it also reminds me of? That game, Hey You, Pikachu from the N64.
But
And I would scream at him, be like, "Hey, Pikachu, go fuck yourself." He would just stand there.
the show just it's there,
Let me ask you this. Would you want Austin to do something as stupid as that?
No, because I would lose respect.
Gonna tell you right now, the back taker did that. I'm sorry, that's kind of stupid.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't take The Undertaker seriously anyway. I stopped taking him seriously once he announced that he was gonna do Starcast and then re-signed with WWE. I mean, that it is what it is.
Forgot all about that.
That would have been cool. If he would have ended up doing that Starcast, that would have been really cool.
Yeah, and then people would ask him, "Why'd you bury DDP?"
Why did you choke out Kurt Angle in that plane ride?
Why did you bury DDP and make him like a jobber so that
Because
WC?
fuck WCW, that's why.
Why did you
Because
kill
I'm me,
Canyon?
Mark Callis.
No. Why did you kill Canyon?
My
I
God.
watched that. That was sad. That was very sad. I
Yeah.
watched. But it was really good.
I like Brian Cage's part in it.
Yeah, he did a good job in that. Speaking of Brian Cage, I thought, what did you think of his match on Rampage?
I want to like Brian Cage,
Yeah, I do too.
but I don't know. There's something that disconnects me from him. I don't
Here's
know
what
what.
it is. He looks powerful, but he doesn't wrestle powerful.
Yeah, but nobody else does nowadays.
But
When was the last?
he
Outside
needs
of
to
Brock Lesnar.
yeah, he needs to look, he needs to look at Miro and be like, "Can you teach me how to be devastating like you?"
No.
Although now the guy that's going to be the Brock Lesnar of AEW is going to be like Wardlow. Wardlow's going to get that chance, I think. He's their big power guy that they want to succeed.
Yeah.
And he's actually done a good job.
He sucks. I'd rather
He
have Brian Cage.
sucks, but he hasn't done any jobs. He's not lost, really. He's been protected.
I'd rather do Brian Cage.
I agree, but
But if
they've
I
already.
were them, I would have Melissa Santos be his personal ring announcer.
Yeah, I
Because
too.
I like her, and I like how she used to announce him on Lucha Underground. It was unique.
She did. I don't even remember
Yeah.
Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I forgot what she used to say, but
I
like from
remember
the
Gonza. That's about it. And Don Cueto.
Yeah, he was good
Darius
too.
Cueto.
Dario Cueto was really good.
Audio. He was great. They should bring him.
But
I
to
know
me,
he's in MLW.
this Friday is more, because there's not gonna be no Dynamite this Wednesday. So this Friday is gonna be more important than Saturday. This is gonna be very telling. But
But
I
here's the thing,
honestly,
if they do well on they do well on Rampage, the next night they've got a great lead in for Dynamite.
I just don't think it's gonna do well. I think,
We don't know. I don't
well,
know yet.
this is what I do know. Their ratings have consistently dropped every week, consistently, with the exception of the first dance. It has consistently gone down every
But
episode.
this has kind of the same. This has kind of the same feel as the first dance because it's important. And
No, it doesn't. It's not
fans know.
even close. Not even close.
Fans know that this is an important show because it's head to head.
I don't know if all fans associate it that way.
Not all fans, but I think enough do.
I don't know if it's enough to make it meaningful. I think First Dance showed you that's the best rating Rampage could possibly do.
Yeah, I agree.
And ever since then, it's been down. And I don't know if here's a fact. They have no match that night that is meaningful. The Danielson and Suzuki match is the most meaningful match, and it won't even be on TV. And this is a problem to me.
We already talked about that. They already averaged 300,000 people on Elevation. Now double that. Those people are all going to tune in to Rampage because of that.
All the people that were tuning into that the YouTube channel already watch Rampage.
No, not really. I mean, well,
they average about 150 to 250,000 viewers, and Rampage does about 500,000 viewers. You're telling me you think the majority of the people that don't that watch the YouTube channel don't watch Rampage? Those are the hardcore of the hardcores.
Yeah. Good point.
They already watch that. I don't think you're getting anything out of that. I think the viewership will drop again because the show is less important. Consistently, it's become less important.
They got 3 days.
Yeah, hey, if they decide to just put the Danielson-Suzuki match on Rampage, now you have something. But right now, do you really feel that CM Punk versus Matt Sydal is something against Brock Lesnar, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks, and Roman Reigns?
Let's also talk about what they did last night. They made the girls look really stupid last night.
Yeah, they do that every week. They do that every week. Becky Lynch has looked stupider every week consistently since they redebuted.
They already did a match last night, and that match made you less interested.
Yeah, but that's the WWE way. This is the status quo. You're not saying anything that is different. So they will remain with the same viewership that they have, being shit. We already know that. We already accept that. But AEW has to consistently overachieve.
Let's ask this. What is WWE going to do with Brock Lesnar?
Some stupid segment.
Are they doing an angle?
Some dumb angle, take a German suplex or something.
Are they gonna hire back? What's his name? Who's that? Who's Bray Wyatt's brother?
They might do something. Dallas. They might have Brock and Paul Heyman and Roman have a 10-minute segment easily. I could see that.
What they're gonna do is Yeah. And then what? The girls are going to have a 10-minute match.
Another 10-minute segment. Then you have Edge and Seth Rollins for another 10-minute segment. And right there, you got a good 30-minute segment of stars.
So what do you do on SmackDown?
Who cares? Why is it our responsibility to think of better ideas than they will? I'm going to give the same... amount of thought that they consistently put. None.
So my point is, they might just do nothing on SmackDown and people are going to go, I don't want to watch this anymore. This is too boring to wait.
Yes, I agree.
They could turn off.
A portion of people will leave, but
the audience before the show, the big thing happens.
But do you know what typically turning off the audience is? It's lower than like 10 to 15, 20% gone. Do you really think over 50% of that SmackDown audience will leave? I don't think so. Because they've done so much bad shit, and 50% never leave. So why is it gonna happen this time? I think people will leave, of course, but I think enough will stay that they will trounce them. Because I think Rampage has been consistently losing momentum, because it's seen as a B show, and that's why nobody wants to go to the tickets for Rampage, because they have put it as a B show.
All right, well, final thoughts. What do you think? Final thoughts on this war.
I think AEW was getting a good upper hand, and I still think they have an upper hand, but I do feel that they have been losing momentum lately, specifically in regards to Rampage. I think Dynamite has been pretty good, consistent. I think their rating dropped mainly because of competition. That's a non-factor. I do think their ratings gonna hurt for the next month because they're gonna consistently be changing between Wednesdays and Saturdays, and I think that's gonna hurt them for the foreseeable future. And I also think Rampage will continue to dip. So I feel you're gonna have this situation where Rampage continues to dip, and Dynamite will falter because of its changing schedule, and it will look like a decreased momentum. As opposed to WWE, that just consistently sucks and just stays the same. You know, it doesn't drastically drop, it doesn't go up either. It just either stays stagnant or goes down.
I just realized something. I kind of sound like Johnny Ace right now.
Oh, yeah. People power.
Just want to say, people power.
Wow, that was on point too.
People power. Come on, man. Oh.
Also, have you been paying attention to the G1?
I haven't watched any of the matches, but I heard that,
You know.
Okada is now the most 4-star wrestler in Observer history and
Yeah.
surpassed Kobashi.
You know what's amazing?
If
Will
Okada,
Ospreay is over 100 4-star
he's
matches, and he's
close.
28 years old.
I know he's close to me. Here's the thing, though. If Okada does not go into the Observer Hall of Fame,
First ballot. First
on first
ballot.
ballot, and if he doesn't go in like the highest anyone has ever gone in, I don't know what the hell I don't know
No
who.
one needs to go in. If he doesn't go in, nobody needs to go. It's not just like it should be first ballot, and anybody that says no should publicly be scalded and ostracized.
Will release the names.
Yeah, they gotta release the names. Like, people need to release the names of who voted no for Ken Griffey Jr. and Derek Jeter.
They do that?
No, they don't, but they need to do that.
All right. Let me say what I think is gonna happen. I think WWE will beat them, but I think Rampage, it's not gonna be by a wide margin. So with that, I want to say
I
thank you
got a
for the.
question though,
All right, wait, wait,
without stopping. But if WWE kills them, what does that say?
if it kills them, then they're going to probably do a third hour. And they're really good. They're gonna have to go head to head. But wait, but the thing is, if they do that, they have to load up that third hour. And they don't have enough of a roster to load anything up. All they've got is Brock and Roman, really, and then some of the girls. You think anyone cares about seeing Big E and Drew McIntyre? No.
I really hope Tony is agile and flexible enough to just take the L and move that time slot. I don't know if it's move the days. I don't know if you need to move days, but I do know that you need to go to 8 or 9. To me, that's not even negotiable at this point. I truly believe that
What if they do this? What if they do this instead? What if they did 7 to 8 on Fridays?
No, too early. Nobody watches TV at 7.
I mean, that's when they did WCW Saturday Night.
And nobody watched that shit.
Actually, no, they did well before.
I'm joking.
Oh, shit. I got that.
I said that should have put a AEW Rampage on Saturday already. Remember? Yeah, I've said that before. I don't necessarily like 7, but for Saturday, that's not a problem. If you're not doing it on the weekend, though, I think you should do 8 or 9. But weekends, yeah, that's fine. In fact, I actually like the idea of that because it would be refreshing for a wrestling show to end before 10.
Interesting.
I think that would be refreshing. Because so many wrestling shows drag.
Yeah. But that's what's good about Rampage is it doesn't really drag.
Well, no, it's an hour.
Yeah.
The show is always good. It's just I don't think that people – it's not destination to make people go out of their way on a Friday night at 10. And it feels second tier, and I don't like that feeling. I don't think AEW should have a show that is considered second tier.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we think they should move the time slot. With that, I want to say thank you for listening. As you can tell, I have a cold, and I sound like Johnny Ace, and I sound like an idiot, but, you know, we had to do this. So...
He didn't even sign his own son-in-law.
For me, CD said, we're signing
And if it don't make money, it don't make sense.